Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're speaking about happiness comes from inside yourself, not outside. So many people believe that they need something or somebody to make them happy. But I want you to think about that thing that you wanted more than anything else in the world. You know, that thing that you dreamed about for years and years and years, and finally you received it. And I want you to think about how long that particular thing made you happy. My guess is that it didn't last very long at all. Maybe a few days, maybe a month. And then that thing didn't matter anymore. We live in such a highly consumeristic society that on the one end, people are talking about being green and being able to save the ecology, whereas other people want you to buy a new iPad, iPhone, MacBook, computer, and the same thing goes for Androids and PCs, every 3 to 6 months. And yes, there's more bells and whistles on some of these devices, for sure, and yet, this is the thing. Why do we think things are going to make us happy? Because that's not what makes anybody happy. I live really close to Hollywood, Beverly Hills, Bel Air. And there's more unhappy people there with more money than they know what to do with than you could count. So let us ask this question. Where does happiness really come from? Another place people believe their happiness will come from is if they have the right person in their life. Well, interestingly enough, I was speaking to my roommate earlier today. She is taking the week off to take care of her grandkids as her daughter and their father are away at a wedding down in Mexico. And so we had a chance to chat. And we're chatting about relationships. And one of the things that I brought to her attention was a little 3-minute video that I saw of Oprah Winfrey talking about why she never got married. This was to an Indian audience in India, I believe at an Indian television station or some seminar. And her answer was, I believe, a really good one, quite frankly. She said that she was too much of her own woman to be married to anybody, that the relationship that she has currently works for her and for Stedman, it works the way it is for them. And I would say that any relationship that you choose to get yourself into needs to be done from the perspective of knowing who you are and what you want. I go back and forth all the time on this question. There's a part of me that would really like to have someone be in my world and do stuff with, and that can be really good. And then I think back on the relationships that I've had and all the things I had to do that I really didn't want to do because, well, he wanted me to do them, or he needed me there to help him with these things. And there are family obligations. Whatever. And that's a burden I don't want to have in my world anymore. I did it. And what my world is really about right now is about creating what I want for me. And creating what I want for me means lots of freedom so that when opportunities come up for me to go fly across the world, there's no one that needs to feel abandoned by my doing so. I can just up and leave and do it. But you see, this is the bigger picture. Even if you're in a relationship with another person, it's really not their job to fulfill you. That's your job. So that brings me to the next part of where happiness truly comes from. Happiness comes from you figuring out what your purpose in this life is all about. It comes from knowing what you want and going for that. It's like everyone seems to think that you need a ton of money to do anything. Like yesterday. Yesterday I decided I needed some sunshine and to be overlooking the ocean. I'd spent a lot of hours in my room doing work the last few days, and I just needed to be out in the sunshine. So I took a drive up to Rancho Palos Verdes up the hill. And when you take this ride up the hill the way that I like to go, it takes you on a meandering ride right along the Pacific Ocean. It's absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. And there's a shopping center called the Golden Cove. And there's some restaurants there where their decks overlook the Pacific Ocean. And that's where I was yesterday for a few hours. And this couple come and sit at the table next to my table, out there on the deck. And they're talking about various things. I guess they needed to go to a wedding because she was going to be in the wedding. And then they got to talking about aspirations. And she was saying how at the age of 42, she just finished her double bachelor's degree in anthropology and communication. But I had no idea how she was going to make any money. And I asked her what she really wanted to do with her life, and what she said was that she wanted to travel all over the world and learn from the different cultures about the cultures and about herself. And she went on to tell me that next semester she could go study at Cambridge University in England. However, money was a problem. She didn't know where she was going to get the money from. And I told her that, well, I've traveled the world. And I've paid for very little of it, actually. Because when you're following your purpose, opportunities to do the most amazing things fall into your lap. So I explained to her how I have offered to do some free work with one of my clients, and how that was the trip to Nairobi, helping this client and his family with his depression. And I explained about another person I had mentored, and how that was a trip to Uganda. And she said she'd love to go to Africa to do some really cool things over in Africa. And I suggested that she get in touch with her purpose, and maybe by doing that, opportunities would arise. Opportunities she could never imagine in the moment of feeling poor and incapable of doing it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to stop thinking about what you're going to do when you make a lot of money. And I want you to stop thinking about giving your money to your friends and your family and all those people. All those usual things that people talk about doing if they are lucky enough to get wealthy. Trust me, friends and family will come out of the woodwork to ask you for your money if they know you have it. That's the way it works. Ask anyone who has money, they'll tell you that. And I want you to think about what is your purpose to living this life you live. Why are you here? What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are those things that you do better than anybody else? You know, those things that come easily to you. Those things that people are amazed that you're capable of doing, but you kind of take for granted because they come that easily for you. And then I want you to think about how you can use those skills and talents to help other people, just for the asking. And then maybe you can create some sort of business around that purposeful thing you want to do in this life. Because waiting until you're wealthy to do anything is, in my estimation, a wasted life. Man, if I waited till I was wealthy to go travel, I'd never travel anywhere. And that would not only be a loss for myself personally, but for a lot of the people whose lives I've touched in doing those things that I did over there on the other side of the globe, be it working at that training in Australia, and just allowing the people in that training to know that they had more guts than most just by putting themselves through this intense trainer's training in neurolinguistic programming and not dropping out, because a lot of people do drop out of that particular training. They can't take the pressure. But those who stayed through it know that they can probably create anything they want in their life, because that's how tough that training is. Trips to Africa, I gained so much more from those trips to Africa than what I gave. I can't even tell you. But for that gentleman and his family, knowing that he's fine today, well, you ask them, they'll tell you it's priceless. You need to figure out what matters to you. I'm going to tell you what truly matters to me more than anything else on this planet, as I best understand it. Because it's something that we've lost with all our technological know-how. These things that we call social networks. It's any conversation that I have with anybody, eye to eye, soul to soul, where I feel connected through the heart, through the mind and the soul, with that other person. Doesn't necessarily have to happen in person, but that's my favorite way to do it. Being a hypnotist, I believe in body language. It tells you what the other language doesn't. But I've had some really wonderful conversations on the phone with people also. Speaking to my mother-in-law out there in Connecticut, sometimes we laugh quite a bit together. Conversations with my godson, they always lift me up regardless. He's funny, he's positive, he's a happy kid, 26 years old, doing great. Having conversations with some of my friends back home, especially if they're doing pretty well. But some of the better ones of late have been just talking to people face to face who share my values and belief systems and are in the healing arts. Very special. Think about what matters to you most in this life we lead. Stop running around in circles. Stop running toward a future, or you may end up doing like so many other people do, whether climbing this ladder up the wrong side of the building, because once they get to the top, they're not happy there. And that happens because they didn't listen to themselves. They didn't reach back to those things that were interesting to them when they were younger, or the things that fulfilled them or made them feel happy. And instead, they did those things they thought they should do. Stop doing the shoulds and start doing the coulds. Get back to me and let me know how that worked for you at suzanne@dawningvisions.com. And by all means, check out the website, dawningvisions.com. Sign up for the free book there, Wake Up Doctors, and my weblogs, and you'll get notice for when the podcasts come out as well. We do a weblog and a podcast every week. And great content. And if you'd like to get a free consultation, you can go on the dawningvisions.com website, go to the Contact Me button, and fill it out, and we'll see what we can do to help you out. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to hearing what you all have to say. Till next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.